Until 1938, there was a shoe shop in the Sechshauser Straße 12, run by Siegfried Boritze. Sturmbannführer Julius Waffenmeier and the commissioner Frederick Busch forced him to sell his shop without any compensation. Siegfried Boritze was one of the few who, as a Jew under the Nazi regime, did not abandon his unbreakable belief in the rule of law. After a few months' imprisonment in September 1938, he wrote to the National Socialist Authority dealing with properties.
At the end of August, the commissioner Frederick Busch summoned me from protective custody to the regional court and told me that he had sold my business without my consent to the Sturmbannführer Julius Waffenmeier, because the authority dealing with properties had allegedly refused my proposed purchaser. Busch explained further that the buyer Waffenmeier had deposited 10,000 Reichsmark for the purchase. I told him I do not agree with this sale because I cannot sell a big business with four shop windows and stock worth of 70,000 Reichsmark for 10,000 Reichsmark. Then the Commissioner Busch demanded me to name the password of the deposit book in which the daily business receipts are filed, with the motivation that he is obliged to hand 11,000 Reichsmark from the bank account to the authority dealing with properties. By threatening me to extend my custody, Mr. Busch received my password. Instead of handing the sum of 11,000 Reichsmark to the authority dealing with properties as promised, Commissioner Busch passed this amount to the buyer Pfaffenmeier. Moreover, Mr. Busch gave the buyer my postal saving bank deposit of 760 Reichsmark and a receivable at the ABC business with an amount of 3,704 and a stock with a value of 57,737 Reichsmark. This was done in my absence. The buyer has taken stock worth of 57,737 and cash in the amount of 11,760 Reichsmark and a secure receivable of 3,704 Reichsmark, and instead of Mr. Busch's notified 10,000, has given me the equivalent of 2,500 Reichsmark deposit on a blocked account at the Viennese Bank Association, as the enclosed letter from the Viennese Bank Association shows. Mr. Waffenmeier has received my big stock and a large amount of cash without even paying a penny from his pocket for the beautiful big business. I politely ask to review this Aryanization in the shortest possible time and would also ask to order the commissioner, Mr. Busch, to return my private confirmations and tax documents that are in the shops. I also want to mention that on the day after my arrest, Commissioner Busch prohibited my wife to enter my shop, although my wife has been working in my business for 28 years. Yours sincerely, Siegfried Boritzer.
One can assume that the so-called Aryanization in the sense of this robbery was continued. When the Nazi authorities later controlled the Aryanization operations in Austria, it was only to deprive confiscated goods for the state instead of handing them to individuals.